This is the English recording of the story Krai Tong, the Crocodile Hunter. There was once a sacred underwater cave where a group of crocodiles lived. The expansive cave was divided into many rooms, large and small, and it housed a magical crystal ball that illuminated the caverns, making them as bright as day at all times. The crocodiles that entered the cave would change into humans, who never hungered nor desired food. Residing within the cave was the ancient crocodile king Rampai. Rampai was pious and had long refused to eat any living thing. He had a grandson named Chalawan, who ruled over the holy cave in his grandfather's stead. However, Chalawan had a nasty habit of leaving the cave for the surface in order to capture and eat humans. This caused the villagers in the nearby city of Pichit to live in constant terror, as Chalawan was an extremely large crocodile. One day, after leaving the cave, Chalawan encountered two girls named Tapao Gao and Tapao Tong swimming in the river. The girls were sisters and the daughters of the ruler of Pichit City. Chalawan was captivated by Tapao Tong's beauty and snatched her up his jaws, dragging her down into the cave. Once inside the cave, Chalawan changed into a handsome young man. Tapao Tong later regained consciousness and was awestruck by the cavern's grandeur. Chalawan came to her in his guise as an attractive man, but Tapao Tong showed no interest. Undeterred, Chalawan enchanted her with a love spell, and she agreed to become his wife. Meanwhile, the ruler of the city was grief-stricken by the loss of his daughter. So he announced that he was looking for a warrior who could put an end to the crocodile. Moreover, if this warrior could return his daughter to him, he would be awarded half of the ruler's wealth and permitted to marry his other daughter, Tapao Gao. Volunteers appeared from across the land, but none could slay Chalawan, and all met their end in his belly. Eventually, a young man named Krai Tong, who was well trained in incantations against crocodiles, volunteered to vanquish Chalawan and rescue Tapao Tong. Krai Tong paddled his boat down the river from Nonthaburi province to Pichit, armed with a magic knife and spear he had received from his mentor. As Krai Tong made his way toward the cave, Chalawan dreamt of fire and of water flooding into the caverns, after which an angel appeared and swiftly slit his throat with a horrifying splatter, jolting him to his senses. He told his grandfather of this dream, who sensed immediately the danger his grandson was in. So he advised Chalawan to remain in the cave for 7 days in meditation. Chalawan ordered a servant to blockade the mouth of the cave with a boulder and began meditating as his grandfather had counseled. Meanwhile, Krai Tong had begun making offerings to the spirits and masters as a prelude to his ceremonious battle with the crocodile. Krai Tong paddled his raft north to the entrance of Chalawan's cave, casting spells all the way. Due to the power of these incantations, Chalawan, who was in his cave meditating, became restless and uneasy to the point where he could barely sit still. In the end, because of his savage nature and inexperience with meditation, Chalawan was unable to resist the spell's provocation and burst out of his cave. He transformed into a crocodile and erupted out of the water to do battle with Krai Tong. Chalawan landed onto Krai Tong's raft from behind, snapping it into splinters as he did so. But Krai Tong leapt immediately onto Chalawan's back, plunging his spear between the beast's shoulders. The spear's supernatural power caused Chalawan's diamond-like teeth to weaken, and the wounded creature fled quickly back to his cave. Upon Chalawan's retreat, Krai Tong climbed onto the bank of the river and began casting spells using a magic candle. The water immediately parted, clearing a path to the cave. Upon entering the cavern, Kraitong encountered the wounded Chalawan. Once again, the battle commenced, but it ended quickly. Kraitong's magic knife pierced the already weakened crocodile's heart, killing him. With Chalawan dead, Tabao Tong was released from his spell, and Kraitong brought her back to dry land. The ruler of the city was overjoyed to see that his daughter was still alive, so he arranged a wedding for Kraitong and Tabao Gao, and bequeathed upon Kraitong half of his wealth. Moreover, he allowed him to take Tabao Tong as a second wife.